Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hello, and welcome to another round with Broad Wasted, where we're pre-gaming for the weekend. I'm your host, Brian Plofsky, and today we're talking about Stark, Soprano, Curtis, Montana, Danza, Bennett, and Maria.
There it is.
Hawk, Randall, Scott, and more. That's right, all the Tonys.
So did you say,
Bonanza? Or did you say
Montana?
Danza?
Montana? Like Tony Montana.
Who's that?
From Scarface.
Okay, so when you said Montana, I was like, okay, Hannah, I'm with you.
Well, wetting their whistles with me today are a couple of snubbalicious guzzlers, including Kevin, Tony Jaeger.
Tony.
You can go West Side Story with that.
Yeah.
Or you can go producers with that.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's the
it
other one.
It goes both ways.
Yeah.
I was trying to think of it so hard. I was like, it's West Side, but someone quotes it to be funny. Who is it? I gotcha.
Kimberly, our game master and unofficial babysitter for this round.
Oh, hello.
And let's just start up with, what are you drinking?
What are you drinking?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I'm unclear. So I poured myself gin.
Okay.
And then I went to go get the leftover tonic that was in my fridge.
Uh-huh.
And it had disappeared, and I saw the bottle in the recycling. So that means that Jay Schmidt sometime today just drank tonic water. Probably because he thought it was club soda.
Gross.
Weird. But I'm in. I love it. I'm into that.
So then I just used what was left in the soda stream bottle, which I'm thinking is really flat ginger ale.
Delicious.
And a lime.
Is that a thing? Well, gin and ginger?
Yeah, that's a thing. It's very strange, but I'm going to keep drinking
drink.
It.
I'm just drinking tequila with a lime and rocks.
Me too.
Yeah.
Teamwork.
Classic.
So here we are, guys. We're talking about the Tonys.
It happened.
The nominations happened. We have until Sunday, the 11th of June. Remember, double ones.
Double why?
The 11th, I don't know. That's stupid.
Now people who are listening won't forget that.
So
double ones.
I do want to just start with, what are your overall thoughts about the nominations?
Okay. Ladies first?
So I thought... No.
ladies first. They were a little anticlimactic. Does everyone kind of feel that way?
Yes. I literally wrote down pretty straightforward.
Yeah, I was like, oh yeah, that'll make sense.
I wrote mostly expected.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think all of us have talked about this, but I'm really surprised that they focused, especially in musical categories, on basically four shows.
So the rules are that if you have a certain amount of shows that are eligible for either new musical or, you know, revival in those separate categories, that's when certain other rules take over, where if the fifth nominee is within a certain percent of the fourth nominee, then they're included. But if they're not, then it's only the four.
So, did you look into this? Because I was also confused why there were only four.
I did.
Thank you.
So what happens is, because it wasn't in a certain percent of votes.
Oh, I see.
They don't include that fifth nominee.
Oh, okay. Who do you think it was?
I don't. Probably.
Bandstand?
So think about it this way. This is the way I'm thinking about it. Dear Evan Hansen and Great Comet were very limited or not eligible at all in all the pre-award nominations. So Outer Critics Circle and Drama Desk, because they've been off Broadway beforehand.
Right.
So a lot of the shows that were nominated for that, like Anastasia and what's the other one?
Bandstand, Charlie. Did Charlie get anything anywhere?
Bronx Tale.
Oh,
got
right.
bumped because Evan Hansen and Comet were allowed back in.
Yes.
So
but they got bumped so far down, they weren't nominated at all.
Percent-wise, yeah. Which is unfortunate because,
Agreed.
As a fifth nominee, that really, Kevin, your overall thoughts?
I think it was just that I felt like they were focused on four shows, but it was mostly expected.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm kind of excited about some of the shout outs to newcomers that they threw in there.
For instance,
the Ava from Miss Saigon.
Mm-hmm.
Let's
go right into that. Let's just talk about best actress in a musical, straight off the bat, because Kevin started there.
Whoof, Broadway divas, just
yeah.
Do the newbies have a shot at winning that.
Oh, it's Danae Benton and Eva Nobles.
It's Danae Benton and Eva against Christine Ebersole, Patti LuPone,
and Bette Midler.
Regardless of if you think your performance is warranted or not, I think this is a big time for her. The show is like breaking box office records. She's like, the audiences are eating it up, and critics is are, for the most part, are loving it.
Juicy, juicy review.
The Wall Street Journal did not, but a lot of other people are really enjoying it. I just think that Hello Dolly is bringing something exciting to Broadway. With all of that excitement with like breaking ticket sales and stuff. And I think so. I get it. I think it's very warranted. I think it, but it's nice to give those nominations to be able to be hung on outside of like Miss Saigon and to include Comet. Comet as well.
It's really crazy that this is like the reverse of like the most recent years, excluding last year, the most recent years of the Tonys, where it's been. Or at least Broadway seasons, where it's been, like, revivals, and, like, the one or two, like, new shows would get, like, a nod.
Yep.
Whereas this year, it's new shows, and, like, all of a sudden, Hello Dolly's, like, carrying the banner for like, revivals.
Yeah, I mean,
which is super crazy.
It's,
and then the falsettos.
It's not even here to see.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
It's nominated for Revival, though, right?
Yes.
It's only, well, that's going to win.
So only three. So you have and Saigon.
I have something to say about the revivals.
Yeah.
I think it's interesting that there's so much, like, why are we throwing all this shade at Andrew Lloyd Webber?
Yeah.
Like,
no Cats, no Sunset.
No Cats or Sunset Boulevard. And he, like, I understand.
Sunset was eligible though, right?
Yes.
It was, yes.
I understand, but she is not eligible because she won before.
And if she didn't, she would be in there.
But I saw it with my parents, and like, regardless of if you love the show or not, the production is a really well-oiled machine of a production.
But was it too similar to the first production that the nominating committee was like, it doesn't matter because it's Glenn Close, it's basically the original.
But I also saw Cats.
Interesting.
I'm not like, I'm not the champion of Cats, but they're
what?
But they're doing some beautiful work there, and I think.
But it is so similar to the original production. I understand there's some choreography shifts.
Those things make sense. I just think it's interesting. There's three in the category.
Right.
How many are eligible?
I just think
five.
I think it's so interesting it's really that Andrew Lloyd Webber didn't.
Yeah.
Just got shut out. And I think that's really an interesting thing to look at.
And it's not.
Well, he had a big year with School of Rock last year.
That's true. And that was brand new. I get that. And I get.
And I also don't think we have to nominate things just because they're on Broadway.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
And
feel the need to do that either.
I just thought it was, I just thought it was very interesting that they specifically were just like throwing some shade at Andrew Lloyd Webber.
So, actor in a musical. We have.
Congratulations,
Christian
Ben
Borle for falsettos.
Christian Borle for falsettos.
Ben Platt for winning.
Ben Platt, winner. I mean, nominated. Andy Carl's knee. Is nominated.
Man.
I haven't seen it. I'm sure he's phenomenal. He is a phenomenal actor, but like,
he's wonderful.
What a publicity melee.
Like, it sucks. It's terrible. Like, he's a hero. He's a superhero.
That we weren't not expecting him to get nominated.
No,
it
totally was.
But it just makes him more of a story for it.
So now, and then you have Groban. And
did you see Comet?
Yeah,
Kevin,
I
did. Did you?
I did not.
I saw it.
Okay, so you've seen all but Groundhog Day of these nominations.
Correct.
Ben Platt?
No question. Zero question in my mind.
Yeah, Ben Platt's going to win.
Yeah.
The only person, and granted, I've seen none of these performances. That's a lie. I saw Christian Borle in falsettos.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Which I just...
He was good. He was great.
It's such an ensemble show. Mm-hmm. It stuck out to me that he got the leading actor nod. Where I think it's about him, I guess.
Yeah. But
I don't know.
And
go Andrew Rannells for that featured actor.
For real, right?
Yeah. Like, that song in the second act killed me. He probably saw me and Brian crying in the front row.
For going for a twofer in that category.
Absolutely, right? Let's go there.
Brandon Uranowitz, I love
Uranowitz.
Gavin Creel.
Steele.
And
from Comet.
Mike Feist.
And Feist.
Yes. I just didn't make my actual point about Best Actor.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
The only thing that I saw that I thought really should have been nominated was Corey Cotton Bandstand.
Yeah, I agree. I think that...
He brought a lot of layers to a role that could have been a very standard role, which I think is what that show is doing.
Yes.
It could have been a very classical musical theater show, and they have implied a lot of layers on top of it. And they've amped it up, and it doesn't go where you expect it, and his track didn't go where you expected
it. I agree. I think Corey could have gotten a shout out.
I would have preferred him over David Hyde Pierce.
That's who we keep forgetting to
we
say.
We miss him again.
We didn't say it.
Corey Cott's given a performance up there.
Yep. The second number in the show is basically an 11 o'clock number.
Mm-hmm. Now, what I think is actually going to be the most exciting race of this year is the best supporting actress in a musical category.
I agree. So
that could go so many ways, and I think it would be well-deserved every way.
So that is Kate Baldwin, Hello Dolly. Mm. Stephanie J. Block, Falsettos.
She's breaking down.
Jen Colella. Is she going to eat a banana during her acceptance speech?
If she doesn't, I don't know. Like, what to tell you?
Jen Colella, Come From Away. Rachel Bay Jones, Dear Evan Hansen.
Good
and
for you.
Mary Beth Peel, Anastasia.
Good for you, Rachel Bay.
Oh, grand.
I don't get it. best performance by a featured actor and actress in a role in a musical. Who's your pick that is going, not who you want to win, who's going to win those two?
Stephanie J. Block.
So just, and also male is, oh, we said those.
Yeah.
Who's going to win? You say Block?
And like.
To me, it's Block versus Colella.
Yeah.
I think we can take Peele out of the running for win.
Probably.
I think Jen Colella could win.
The Tonys aren't like the Oscars where you can really.
Pick.
So who's your best supporting male?
No.
Is that like a surprise where like
Randall's
Lucas Steele's gonna win or like Ranals is gonna win because like they cancel each other out for Mormon? You know what I mean?
Did he win for Mormon?
No, they cancel each other out and Norbert Leo Butts won for
Catch Me If You Can.
I don't know if this is gonna make sense, but this is what I think is gonna happen.
Sure.
Also,
I think
really
it's
good.
Going to be a pairing of Falsettos and Dear Evan Hansen. It's going to go one of two ways.
Okay.
It's either going to be Rachel Bay Jones will win supporting actress and Andrew Reynolds will win supporting actor, or it'll be SJB and Mike Feist. I think they're going to throw an acting award to both. Because I think that's
super interesting.
So Jen Colella might have it because
that
she's
might be
the
come
only
from
person,
a ways nomin- win.
Yes. She might get it on behalf of the whole ensemble in a way.
Right.
Because there isn't a best ensemble Tony, and it's such an ensemble
and
show.
And Evan Hansen, in my opinion, is going to win a lot of the composition and book awards. So so this is its way of giving Come From Away something.
But see, I think...
Yeah.
I think Come From Away is going to win Best Musical in kind of a surprise to some people.
Huh.
Because just like you were saying, Evan Hansen and Comet came in and kind of took over a lot. I think any votes will be split between them and Come From Away will get the love of New York and experience.
The positivity award.
Yes. And I think
the world isn't as bad
So I don't think Jen Colella will win. Not that I don't think she's incredible, but I think that because that show is such an ensemble piece,
the
show will win.
Or it may at least win direction or...
What?
What's up for Come direction?
If Evan Hansen doesn't win best score and best book, Come From Away will.
Oh, I could see book going to Come From Away.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com.
Best direction of a musical. Come From Away, Natasha Pierre, Dear Evan Hansen, Groundhog Day, Hello Dolly. Interesting to note, in choreography, it's Bandstand, Groundhog Day, Come From Away, Holiday Inn, Natasha Pierre. Jerry Zaks wasn't eligible because of how much he took from Gower Champion.
For Hello Dolly.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Not Jerry Zaks. Warren Carlyle, excuse me.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. So who would... I mean, I could see Christopher Ashley winning that for Come From Away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Will they... Because Comet is such a... thing.
I think it's going to win all the production awards.
Okay.
I think it's going to win set. I think it's going to win...
You don't think Jared Hansen will pull out with, like, the projections and stuff?
I don't... Here's the thing.
They also need a Best Projections award.
Because
so many shows have projections.
They also need a Best Ensemble award.
Have you seen those Anastasia pictures?
Yeah, yeah.
That set is almost 100% projections.
There needs to be an ensemble award, too.
Or is, like, Best Special Design... I don't know how...
I know what you mean. I know what you mean.
Yeah, totally.
Direction, I could see going to Christopher Ashley, but Rachel Chavkin might get it.
She kept Dear Evan Hansen?
No, she's Comet.
She's Comet.
Yeah.
Just because it's so different and such a point of view.
I'd also love to see for scenic design David Korns win. He lost last year for Hamilton to She Loves Me. I didn't see War Paint. I don't know. I bet you War Paint was number 5 in Best Musical.
Interesting. I'm really interested to see War Paint because I feel like...
Me too.
I feel like War Paint is the one thing that the nominations might be helping the marketing because I did not hear a lot of buzz about War Paint at all, which confused me because it's Christine Ebersole and Patti LuPone. It had a lot of buzz leading up to it, and then I couldn't tell you when it opened.
Right.
Best play, we'll do... best play is Doll's House Part 2, Indecent, Oslo, and Sweat.
Indecent.
Mm-hmm. You think it's good? I think Oslo's going to win.
Why?
Oslo got great reviews. Oh, Doll's House Part 2 could win as well because it got a lot of nice and great reviews.
It won the Pulitzer, but...
But it had... Besides,
I don't think it's going to win.
Right, but besides that, it really hasn't gotten...
I've seen Sweat and Indecent, and my vote would 100% go to Indecent.
Okay.
And it's Paula Vogel's Broadway debut.
True.
So they might... It's her first Tony eligibility, and they really might give it to her.
Mm-hmm.
And true. Speaking of the cast of Indecent, I think... that female cast is so strong, and I am shocked that none of them got performance nominations.
Let's go to leading actress in a play. It is full of movie stars.
Yeah, I'm so. I
read
actually
it aloud.
It is Cate Blanchett for the present.
Yep.
It's the Jennifer Eel from L. Oslo. L. Sally Field, Laura Linney, Laurie Metcalf.
Yikes.
However. The females in that category are phenomenal. Everyone in this category is great. Super shocked. Crazy shocked that Allison Janney is not in that.
Group. Yeah. She got such good reviews. Six Degrees of Separation. Because they nominated the male, but not her.
The guy from 24 Legacy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
While I love Laura Linney and I love Laurie Metcalf, I saw her in The Other Place and she was wonderful.
Yeah.
And
these are stage actors.
People
actresses.
Are going to see
Corey Hawkins.
People are going to see a play with Laura Linney, especially when it also has Cynthia Nixon.
And then best revival of a play going from that is Jitney, Little Foxes, Present Laughter, 6 Degrees of Separation.
I mean, Laura Haywood saw Jitney twice in one day, so I would take that as it's good.
Yeah. I don't think Present Laughter will win.
I think Jitney
Kevin Kline could win.
I think Kevin Kline will win.
He's up against the Heisenberg actor, Dennis Arndt. Chris Cooper for Doll's House, Corey Hawkins, and then Jefferson Mays for Oslo.
Jefferson Mays,
I could
love.
Really see Kevin Kline winning.
Kevin Kline's going to win.
He was phenomenal in that show.
Oh, he was wonderful.
Yeah.
All right, you guys saw it.
Yeah.
We did.
Where am I when you see plays?
You were on
getting
your honeymoon.
Married?
You're on your honeymoon. No, that was a... You were in Philadelphia for your wedding.
Yeah.
Guys, don't get married. You'll miss Tony season.
Wait, did we say Hello Dolly is going to win?
For revival?
Yeah.
Falsettos.
Really?
Yeah.
Why 100%. Would it? Do you really think
so? Oh,
so
you
yeah.
know?
No,
that's
I
why
don't
I
think.
Think
I think
they're going to get a supporting award. That's going to be like the We All Remember You Guys Were Great.
I loved Falsettos. Don't get me wrong. I would love to see it win. Let's do featured actor in plays.
Yep.
Or an actresses in plays, excuse me.
Actresses or
so
both?
Featured actor in a play are Oslo, Markle Arnov from Oslo, Danny DeVito, The Price, Nathan Lane, The Front Page, Richard Thomas, The Little Foxes, and then John Douglas Thompson, Jitney.
Danny DeVito's going to win.
I could see Jitney getting that.
I really want... Here's what I want. I kind of want Danny DeVito to win, but what I actually want is I really want to hear Nathan Lane in his most Nathan Lane voice be like, I lost the Tony to Danny DeVito!
I feel with a slow burn to the camera.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
The like famous Nathan Lane slow burn.
It's like Nathan Lane's voice perfectly. Yes. Like, I lost the Tony to Danny DeVito!
And then, best performance by an actress in a featured role in a play, Joanna Day, Sweat, Jane Houdyshell, Doll's House Part 2, Cynthia Nixon, The Little Foxes, Condola Rashad, Doll's House Part 2, and Michelle Wilson, Sweat.
Did Jane Houdyshell win last year or was she nominated?
She won.
She won.
So she will not will be winning this year.
No.
I think Condola Rashad will win.
Yeah, I could see Felicia's daughter getting an award.
I've heard.
I could actually see
Nixon?
Cynthia Nixon winning. Or this is Sweat's award. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. I can see that happening.
So I'd love to hear your... I'd love to hear the biggest snub that bothered you. As well as early predictions for the actual telecast. Not necessarily... We already talked about who's going to win.
Yeah. I've already forgotten who's hosting, because it's not Kevin Kline.
It's Kevin Spacey.
Kevin Spacey. There's a difference between the two of them.
There is a very big difference.
Oh, one is creepy.
But both are Oscar winners.
Yeah, and all are named Kevin.
Yes.
Kevin, you're here!
Yeah!
Oh!
All right, so I want to hear your biggest snubs in your mind.
What we expect for the show.
Yes. Kimberly. I'll go first, because I think interesting snubs...
Not interesting. Biggest. Your question. Answer. You asked it.
I'm kind of bummed that The Play That Goes Wrong only got set nominated.
Me too.
Because
I've heard nothing but amazing things.
I would have liked to have seen Play That Goes Wrong a new play. That really bummed me out.
Did it get Olivier noms?
It won
Olivier for Best New Play.
Like 2 years ago, whatever it was, last year.
I mean, the Brits have a different sense of humor, but usually I like it better, so I don't know.
What's Her Name didn't get a nomination
for... That was not clear.
I know, very, very... Chrissy Altomare, who was, like, cleaning up...
For Anastasia
in terms of nominations before the Tonys, didn't get one. I really thought that Gideon Glick might get a nomination for Significant Other.
Yeah.
Did you see it?
No, but I'm not surprised that he got bumped, but I'm definitely bummed.
Oh, Significant Other is totally snubbed, yeah?
Yeah.
Huh.
And that it is not going to be as political as you think it's going to be. Maybe in the speeches, but the actual show itself isn't, because just like last year, where it was more about inclusiveness, I think it's just going to be about like... We love theater. Let's have a good time tonight. We're going to make you forget about other things, as opposed to we're going to bring up this other things because we're a platform.
Right.
So I've never watched the Card House show.
House of Cards.
Mm-hmm. So my main memory of Kevin Spacey is the Haley Joel Osment vehicle, Pay It Forward.
Kimberly, what's your biggest snub?
Cora Cotton Bandstand.
Yeah. Kevin?
Biggest snub is definitely the Women in Indecent for not getting acting nominations. And my prediction for the telecast of the Tony Awards is, my prediction is almost more of like a hope. I hope, like how you said, the inclusiveness and the excitement about theater, like last year, it was like an unprecedented high of like everyone
and that
just
opening number with the kids becoming the Tony nominees.
Yeah, like just celebrating what we do and what this business is and what it brings to people. And I hope that is still there this year. I'm interested to see in a year that is, like, yes, dominated by four shows and musical categories, but, like, could kind of go across the board as last year where it wasn't really going to go as far across the board.
What do you mean?
I'm interested to see if, like, now that more, like, competitiveness is back
in there, it's a really
if that's
crowded
going to
season.
Affect the inclusive feel from last year's
telecast. I'm surprised Hamilton wasn't nominated for anything. It was so big.
I was just going to say, I think that... with this excitement, we should urge everybody who's listening to not just see the shows that are nominated,
yeah,
but go see the other shows.
Yeah,
because definitely. The Tonys are just, at the end of the day, are still like a specific person's opinion. And you could fall in love with a show like I did, like
American Psycho.
So, like, I loved American Psycho, and I thought that there were some incredible performances, and you miss those if you just see what's been nominated for the Tonys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so who only sees what movies are nominated for actors?
Exactly.
Or for Oscars.
You'd miss Guardians of the Galaxy. So let the Tony season's excitement urge you to get to the theater to see everything and anything.
Yes.
Yes.
Theater loves you. Love it back.
Yeah, so those are our thoughts.
In a nutshell.
Don't forget, Tonys are Sunday, the 11th of June on CBS, hosted by Kevin Spacey.
Double ones.
That's not a thing.
It is now.
We'll be live tweeting that night.
Yeah, we will.
So remember to follow us at BroadWasted on Instagram and Twitter. Don't forget that there is still time to donate to our Broadway B donation championship.
Brian's favorite moment of the bee.
It is for Broadway bound kids.
Yep.
And they are a nonprofit that essentially helps arts education across the New York City boroughs.
Yeah.
Super important for, you know, kids to find themselves and just have a safe space.
Exactly.
So I'm going to win in our competition.
I'm going to win.
Team Bhavish Patel.
I'm sorry. You've all heard by now how good Carl Kensler is at spelling. So even if you don't donate to my team, but still do, he will win because he's just smart and he's a good speller.
My team is winning. Like, my overall, actor is actually winning. So,
and you're helping.
There. And I am helping.
Yeah.
Helping the cause.
But also donate to Evan Todd for Bright You Beautiful.
And Carl Kensler for Fiddle on the Roof.
And Bhavish, y'all.
Anyway, let's raise our glasses as we end every episode. Kimberly raised her glasses. No, there are no quotes on another round, usually.
That's crazy. Broadway
Standard. The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.